Russ Green. He is the deputy superintendent for the NOAA Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary. Russ, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me exactly what that Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary is.
Yeah, we're with it's a federal and state partnership that manages a collection of historic shipwrecks in northern Lake Huron. It's essentially sort of the national park underwater. So we're a national program. There's 14 sites literally across the globe, and one of them is right here in the Great Lakes in northern Lake Huron.
What exactly is the NOAA?
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They're the folks that bring you the weather and also do lots of charting.
All right.
Yep.
And you're going to tell us how five Michigan high school students located sunken ships in Lake Huron's Shipwreck Alley.
Yeah, it was exciting. Sony and Intel sponsored a project to bring these kids to the Thunder Bay, and actually, Sony and Intel looked again across the globe for shipwrecks to promote a line of laptops, their new Vial laptops, but they wanted a really solid education component, and they wanted to make it exciting and compelling and give young kids an experience. They looked at shipwrecks in the Baltic and the Mediterranean and eventually came to Thunder Bay, decided on Thunder Bay. So we brought these kids up from Saginaw, Michigan, high school kids, and went out on the water and literally used high-tech tools, sonar, to search for shipwrecks. We found a couple, and these kids had an exciting, sort of compelling couple of weeks being an archaeologist.
And so these five students from Saginaw were looking for shipwrecks in some of the most treacherous stretches of water in the Great Lakes using this technology from the images. They could peer down thousands of feet and find sunken ships. And the students found two amazing vessels, the schooner MF Merrick and the steel freighter Etruria. Tell us about it, Etruria.
Yeah, the freighter is huge. It's about 414 feet long. Gives you a great sonar image on the bottom. The schooner, a little smaller. One of the really interesting things about shipwrecks in the Great Lakes is they're incredibly well preserved because it's cold water, it's fresh water. You don't have all the corrosive salt and the little microorganisms that like to eat wood. So when you're seeing a shipwreck, the Merrick sank in 1889, it's literally locked in time. It's just frozen. So the Etruria was impressive because of its size. It's just hard to believe that something 400 feet long could even sink. But then you contrast it to the Merrick, where it's just this gorgeous schooner sitting on the bottom. A tragic occurrence. It sank in a collision, a foggy night, and some crew did lose their lives on that. And that was an interesting aspect to the story, where this is a gravesite. The interesting thing about the shipwrecks of Thunder Bay is they're recreational sites. You know, we want the public to come visit them. They're archaeological sites. They're interesting. We can learn a lot from them. But in some cases, they're also gravesites. And what was really neat is the students were instantly in tune to that. They were in tune to the full picture of what it meant to find and document a historic shipwreck that had been lost for, you know, over 100 years.
Russ, tell us what the feedback was from these kids who were able to participate in this pretty cool project.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just think about it. You're sitting on a research vessel, and for the very first time, we deployed an ROV on this shipwreck site, and it's basically a big camera that's tethered to our boat. So the students had combed through the sonar data, and they picked a couple of targets that looked really promising. And we went out there with this underwater camera, and you drop it in several hundred feet of water. And as it approaches the shipwreck, I mean, it's just pitch black. And no one has seen this wreck in well over 100 years. And they're sitting on this research vessel sort of, it's like one of those images you see from exploring the Titanic. You know, they're inside the hold of the vessel, and it's dark, and there's lots of computer monitors and really high-tech equipment. We work with Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution out of Massachusetts, world-renowned. That's where Bob Ballard was out of when he found the Titanic. And here they are. And these are high school students, and they're seeing the shipwreck for the first time. It was amazing. And each had their individual reaction. Some of the students really liked the technology. Some of them liked the story. And one of the students even wrote a poem. She was sort of more into the drama and what it meant for her to discover a shipwreck. And the story with the shipwreck, you know, it's not just the physical object. It's this whole story that's wrapped up in this one place on the bottom of Lake Huron.
Russ, if people want to know more about the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary, where do they go?
They can go to thunderbay.noaa.gov.
All right, Russ Green is the Deputy Superintendent for the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary. Thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Thanks for the call.